ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने ॐ सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. इन् द सेकेण्ड् चाप्टर् आफ् दि पञ्चदशी टेक्स्ट् वरिन् विद्यारण्यस्वामी इस् थरलि इण्टेण्डिङ्ग् टु अनलैस् दि एलिमेण्ट्स् पञ्चमहाभूतानि. So it is called Mahabhuta Prakaranam. And here, to establish the Brahman alone, elements are analyzed. And he has taken up this Sadeva Saumya Idamagra Asit statement for the analysis. And there he has to refute the Bauddhas who say nothing existed before. In the last class, we saw how even the expression nothing existed, when you say, two viruddha dharma, the two factors of opposite nature cannot coexist. Therefore, even his sentence itself was wrong. That he, Vidyarana Swami showed, we understood all those things. And then, 34th verse, the Bauddha is made to accept that just as the Brahman is the substratum of all the Namarupas, such as space, etc., time and space, etc., so also, even for the Shunyam, no, the substratum is the same Brahman when he says, and here Vijayana Swami blesses that person saying, Jivyatam Chiram. The later on, we also saw when this Bauddha asked the question, if the two factors of opposite nature cannot coexist, and how is it possible for a Vedanti to say that Brahman exists with the world? Because existence of world is nothing but existence of Brahman. Existence of world is nothing but existence of Brahman. Therefore, when the world exists, means Brahman is, definitely. And he says, Brahman is, world is, when you say, Brahman exists with the world. And Brahman is the absolute reality. The reality is of the nature of consciousness, as you say, and the world is matter. And Brahman and world, matter is of the nature of inertness. How can consciousness and matter, which are of opposite natures, viruddha dharma, coexist? if non-existence and existence cannot coexist. That we saw non-existent existence are what? Asat and Sat. They cannot coexist because they are of opposite nature. Like light and darkness are opposite nature. So they can't coexist. Whereas Brahman and Jagat are also of the nature of opposite natures. Jagat being essentially matter is of the nature of inertness. And Brahman is essentially the nature of consciousness. How can the consciousness and inertness coexist? That is for which the answer was given, yes. The two factors of opposite natures cannot coexist if both the factors are of the same order of reality. Whereas here, Jagat and Brahman are not of the same order of reality. Jagat is not a parallel reality. Jagat is matter which is of the nature of inertness. But still, Jagat is Mithya, Brahman is Satyam. If both are Satyam, the two Satyams are there, then we can say, oh, matter is also Satyam, Brahman is also Satyam, the two Satyams, matter is a parallel reality, then we can say what? They cannot coexist. They are, of course, they are of two different natures, no doubt. They are opposed to each other. Definitely inertness. Matter is of the nature of inertness. Brahman is of the nature of consciousness. They are of two different natures. Okay, they are opposed to each other. But these two do not belong to the same order of reality. They are two parallel realities. So what should we say now? This only we say, Brahman is Mithya, Jagat is Mithya. Jagat has no independent existence outside of Brahman. Jagat is not countable at all as a second parallel reality. Nothing other than Brahman is countable here, because only if something enjoys independent existence, it is countable. It is not countable at all. Why? It has no independent existence. It is as good as non-existent. Therefore, it is Mithya, as Brahman is Satyam. They are opposed to each other, but still they are of the same order of reality. They are not of the same order of reality. One is Satyam, one is Mithya. Therefore, the coexistence is possible. Water and ocean can coexist. Why not? Ocean is Mithya. Ocean's appearance are the same Satyam only. Water. Similarly, the whole Jagat is Mithya. Mithya Jagat is appearance of Brahma, Satyam Brahma. Therefore, they are not even two. If they are two different entities, independent of each other, then we can say it is wrong to say that they can coexist. But here they are not two different entities. Brahman is the only vastu. Jagat is Mithya. Therefore, it is not countable as a second thing. Therefore, it is possible for Satyam and Mithya to coexist. They are not even two, they are one. Mithya is as good as non-existent. That's the answer given by Vidyarana Swami in the previous thing we saw, the old lesson. Therefore, there is no delusion, no confusion at all. Okay, now next we'll go to next verse now.
Sadasiditi shabdartha bede vaigunyamapatet. Sadasiditi shabdartha bede vaigunyamapatet. Abhede punaruktisyat maivam loketathekshanat.
So here, again, having refuted the Buddha, asad asit, that is, they refuted. Now again, the sentence is taken up for discussion. Sadeva saumya idamagra asit, yekameva advitiyam. So sad asit, iti. Now, this Buddha, further questions what? Sad asit iti, shabda artha bede, vaigunyam apatet. Okay. Asad Asit is wrong and refuted. Explain very beautifully, fine. But what about Sat Asit? Even if it is Sat Asit, the word Asit also means what? Existence. Sat also indicates existence. Asad also means existence. So Sat Asit, the word Asit indicates the time, the past tense. And Sat means existence. And the existence was, so we have to say that Sat was Brahman. Brahman, the absolute reality, the ultimate truth, implied by the term Brahman, in terms of its nature of existence, is what? The limitlessness is what? The Sat reality. The Sat Brahman is now also in the form of the universe. Very, very clear. Brahman alone is in the form of the Mithya universe. Satyam Brahman alone is in the form of this present Mithya universe means, and this Sat, before the origination of the creation, before the universe came into existence, what was Sat Brahman, pure existence. And now same Sat alone with the Namarupa Karma is in the form of the universe. So pure existence was before, now the same existence continues to be now in the form of, with the names, forms and functions. Therefore, Sad Asi Titi Shabda Artha Bede Vaigunyam Apate. Now the question is there a difference between the Sat which existed before the creation and the Sat which exists now in the form of the creation? Is there a difference? Vaigunyam Shabda Artha Bede. Why should we say Sad Asit and why should we say Sad no Asti? No, Sad. When we say Sad, before the creation, before the universe originated, a Brahman existed as what? As pure existence. The absolute reality existed what? In the form of pure existence. Sad Asit. Now, the same reality is what? In the form of the universe, with the forms, names and functions added to it. The Mithya Namarupa Karma. Therefore, which means, is there a difference between the Sat before, what existed before, and the Sat now, which is now, in the present. If you ask, difference is there or not? And according to him, if we say difference is there, there is a problem. Difference is not there also, there is a problem. According to him, not to Vedanti. If we say there's no difference, if we say difference is, then duality comes. If the difference is not there, then it's a repetition. When repeat is the same thing is repeated, Pudarukti Dosha will be there. So what he wants to say, actually speaking, the answer given to him is, the existence was there before pure existence was, means the same existence now also continues to be there. There's no difference. The verb only indicates the difference in time. There's no difference in the vastu. What continues to exist is the same reality. The difference is only in the time. So Shabdartha Bede will differentiate the time before the creation, after the creation. That's what the difference is talk only in the time, not in the vastu. Therefore, there is no difference between the consciousness, the existence which was there, which is now. Then, if it is not there, then do we need to say, just Brahman was again, Brahman is now. Why should we not, by saying it, it's an error of repetition. You can just say Brahman alone is. The thing is, and Vidyayana Swami says, Ma evam loke tatha ikshanat. Loke tatha ikshan, nothing, not at all. It is, there is no such a thing called error of repetition here. Such expressions are very naturally used in the world here. And what are the examples that he is going to give later on? We should not differentiate, we not show the difference in time, not to show the difference in time, this existence cannot be used because existence is one, timeless, was and is. If we say that, then it's a repetition. It's a, according to him, it's not according to us. According to him, it's an error of repetition. When he says, for which Vidyanathama gives an answer, no, ma evam. See, sometimes we have to understand where Vidyanathama's answer comes. Ma evam. There's no such difference, no such defect of repetition. Loke tatha ikshanat. Such a thing is always an experience in the world. He's going to give his own example in the following verse. Kartavyam kurute vakyam vakyam brute dharyasya dharanam. Kartavyam kurute vakyam brute dharyasya dharanam. Ityadi vasana vishtam pratyasit saditiranam. Saditiranam. Ityadi vasana vishtam pratyasit saditiranam. Okay, before we go to the verse, let us see. Vidyaranya Swami in this verse gives an example here. See, what is this verse number 37? What does this verse number 37 say? What does he want to convey in this 37th verse? So here we'll see very clearly like this, because we'll go above the heads. In this 37th verse, Vidyaranya Swami gives an example. Example is given for what? Example is given to say, sometimes there are expressions used in day-to-day, in the vyavahar and transactions. Such expressions are used in day-to-day transactions and which repeat, which means the two words are used to mean something same. Which means there is a repetition is there. And it's very natural. Okay. In keeping with the context, they are used. So he gives example, kartavyam kurute. His expression, kartavyam kurute means, kartavya means that which must be done. Kurute means performs, does. Suppose, Ramaha kartavyam kurute. If you say, Rama is doing what should be done by him. What should be done by him, what ought to be done by him, he is doing. Means, you can say, such expressions are very natural here. Kartavyam kurute means the two verbs. Kartavyam also comes from the same root kru. Kurute also comes from the same root kru. It means, to do. So how can we use such two words of the same root in indicating an action? Kartavyam kurute. No, he does what is to be done. Then vakyam brute. Vakyam means what? Speech. And brute means speaks. He speaks this speech. Vakyam brute. He speaks the sentence. Means vakyam brute means, again they both come from the same root. Vach. Okay, literally they mean. Same root means the same expression. Vakyam brute. He speaks as the sentence. And another example he gives, dharyasya dharanam. Dharanam means wearing, putting on. So dharyasya means putting on that which has to be put on. Or hold, no? Wearing that which has to be worn. Called dharyasya dharanam. So, all these expressions are used in such expression, example he gives. Which means, sometimes there is repetition of two words, which mean the same. Repetition of, there'll be utterance of the two words which mean the same. Uttering the two words which mean the same. sometimes is used, is there in the practice, it is not wrong. Therefore, it is nothing wrong in saying sad asit, sad asti. Nothing wrong in saying it. That is very natural. In keeping with the requirement, in the context, in the day transactions, the vyavahara, it is allowed to use the two different words meaning the same. There is no such error called or error of repetition in the vyavahara. So here also it is used sad asit, sad asti. Again, let me tell you one more thing, very important thing I want to tell you. When this is said, sad asit, let us go back to the previous word again from this word. Here you can see in the very first sentence here. Asit sat iti iranam. Asit sat iti iranam. Please read the 37th verse. Asit sat iti iranam. Take only that part. Okay. Asit sat iti iranam. Iranam means expression, saying. At saying. Soldal, pesudal. Is called iranam, speaking, saying is called iranam. Or expression. So, sad asit iti iranam, the expression that the sat existed before. Now, this expression is said to whom? Addressed to whom? Addressed to the sishya, the disciple. Before, and when is it used here? When the topic of Srishti is discussed, when you talk about the elements and the elementals or the universe, before this elemental model, this universe originated, what was? No? Was Sat. And here, it is, who is addressed here about the condition of the universe before the create? Talk about the creation. Who is here addressed? The Sishya. And when a Sishya who is addressed, and how is he? He is not already a wise person. He is ignorant, simple, naive, innocent Sishya who is in all Shastras. Shastram is wisdom. But Shastra students are all what? Ignorant people. So therefore, the object matter of the Shastram is revealed to this Sishya, the student. And who is to which student? And a student who is very much, very much given to the impression, inclinations, very much given to the life obtaining within the realm of time. Therefore, Kala Vasanaya Yutaha. Next verse he is going to say, Kala Vasanaya Yutaha. This student who is simple Sishya disciple, who is ignorant of the facts, who is naive about the facts, and he is addressed here. The aim is what? The aim is to make him see what he does not know. The aim of the whole teaching is to make this disciple, Sishya, see the truth which he does not see. Brahman. Therefore, and that Brahman, where should he be shown? That Brahman has to be shown from the universe. You can stop that verse and you can listen to what I'm saying. So where is Brahman? Where should the Brahman be shown to the student here? The student is here in the very world, universe, and there's a world in front of him, and the Sishya has to be helped to see Brahman in the very universe. See, where the wave is, there only water has to be discovered. You can't go and search for the water somewhere else where the wave is not. So where the ornament is, there alone gold has to be searched for. Where the furniture is, there alone wood has to be shown, isn't it? Come, let me show you the wood. And you take him elsewhere. No, you have to take him to this very furniture, the chair or sofa, which he says, there is sofa, there is a chair. When he shows, and you have, yes, there is a chair. But what is there is actually the wood. It is wood which is the form of the shofar you have to show. The teacher's job is to show him the wood, the very chair which he sees. He sees the chair, the namarupa, and the teacher sees the wood. He sees the ornament, the chain or bangle, the form bangle he sees, the form chain he sees, and his mind is with the words which reveal the forms. The student's mind attention, where is the attention? Attention is only in the words, and the words indicate only the forms. Unfortunately, words cannot reveal the truth. Words can only reveal the rupams. Words cannot reveal the swarupam. That is the nature of the word. That is what the word is meant for. The poor words cannot reveal the swarupam. They can only reveal the rupams. A word, when a word is uttered, this student addressed, and any words addressed to the student will take him to the meaning of the words, and the meaning of the words are mere forms, rupam. Therefore, the student's attention goes where chair means, for the student, the chair means the word chair takes him to the just the form. It does not take him to the wood which is behind the, behind means what? Not behind, as the tooth of the chair. The ornament means, the chain means, the student's mind goes only to the form chain, doesn't go to the gold. Chain, does the chain is does not mean gold. Chain is what? The very form. The bangle means the mind goes only to the form bangle, not to the swarupam, only to the rupam. Words can take your attention only to its corresponding rupam, not its swarupam. The teacher's aim is to take you to the swarupam. The Shastra's aim is to take you to the swarupam, rupam to swarupam. Therefore, words cannot be used. Any word used can take your mind only to the rupam. And the student who addressed is what? Kala vasana, vasanaya yuktaha. He is very much given to, you know, the things obtained within the realm of the time only. He cannot think beyond the time. Therefore, here, the words, the mind goes only to the word forms, not to the swarupam, the truth. And when he, the teaching is given to the student here, and here what is here? Here jagat. So where the effect is, there alone the cause has to be shown, not outside of that. And here, the student also here sees the jagat means he sees the jagat rupam. Just as he sees the wood, he sees the furniture rupam, he sees the chain rupam, he sees the ornament rupam, he fails to see the swarupam in terms of gold or furniture. The wood, similarly, the jagat rupam he sees. He does not see the Brahma swarupam. Jagat swarupam is Brahman. He does not see the jagat Brahma swarupam, the swarupam of jagat. If he is already seeing, then shastram is not needed. The student is already seeing the Brahma swarupam. See, in the chain, ornament, furniture is easy to understand. He sees the rupam, he also sees the swarupam because it is grass. Now, this is jagat. Only in this jagat, the student has to be shown what? The Brahman. Jagat he is seeing, jagat swarupam, jagat rupam he is seeing, jagat swarupam he is not seeing. So the teacher has to help the student shift his attention from the rupam to the swarupam. Isn't it? The very, where he has to see. The very Brahman is here. Brahman is here. The Mahajagat. Therefore, when only through the Jagat, the Rupam, the teacher has to show the student the Swarupam of the Jagat, implied by the term Brahman, and for which, and he has to talk about what was before the Jagat came into existence. We understand very carefully. If the teacher has to help the student see the Swarupam, make this student shift his attention from the Rupam to the Swarupam, no, the teacher has to say what was there before this form originated. Suppose, take the example, the teacher shows the chain to the student and he says, now what are you seeing here? The student will say, I see the chain. He will talk about how useful the chain is, how nice the chain is. And when he describes the chain, he talks about the benefit, usefulness of the chain, utility of the chain. But he fails to see the chain's swarupam in terms of gold. Now, if the student teacher wants to show there is no rupam at all, there is only swarupam. It's a mind-boggling fact for him. There's no rupam at all, there's only one swarupam. And this student doesn't even see. So he has to make him understand what is this only swarupam to make him see. He has to help him what? See the swarupam means he has to say, before this rupam came into existence, before this rupam called chain originated, what was? Has to talk about. For what? To take him to from the rupam to swarupam. Before this form chain originated, what was there was pure gold. Now what happens? Only now this attention is taken from the chain, golden chain to pure gold. Similarly here, when the student teacher tells, oh, student who is in the very Jagat, who is part of the Jagat, who is naive, innocent, and he is addressed here as what? Attention has been taken from Jagat Rupam to Jagataha Swarupam Brahman. So he has what now? Before the Jagat originated, what was what? Pure existence, Brahman. The pure Brahman, the pure existence alone was there before. Was there. And then you can see what that pure Brahman, pure existence, the reality impervium Brahman in terms of pure existence, which alone was there before. That is why we have used to use the word asit. Okay, there's no error of repetition. Second thing, one more thing. When such expressions are used, especially the words can function only within the realm of the world. Only after the srishti, when we want to talk about anything within the realm of the world, words can be used. Words are functional, isn't it? When can a word function? Where can the words function? The words can function only after the creation or only within the realm of the universe, the words can function. But when the situation of discussing, talking about something before the creation, and we have to use the same words which cannot function. So words cannot function, cannot serve their purpose. When we have to discuss something about before the creation, You understand what I'm saying? Are you all with me? My subtle teaching. It will continue for one or two classes, don't worry. But something very subtle. Words are used here to make this one understand something. But words, what we know the limitation of the words already. Words cannot function. They cannot serve their purpose. No? When you discuss something about the things which be before the creation. Before the creation, word also would not have existed. Words also originate only afterwards. So word itself is part of the creation, isn't it? Shabdaha, word also, is created. Word also is later manifestation. So before the word, there must be what? Thought. There must be manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, how can words reveal something which existed before the creation? You got the point? Words themselves are what? Part of the creation. The words are part of the creation. The words can function. Words can serve their purpose. No, only within the realm of the world. But when you have know something which exists before the creation, the words fail to serve their purpose. They cannot reveal anything. Words are incapable of revealing. How can you talk about something how can you talk about the time of existence of the reality when the time itself, the reality which is beyond time? Understand? Reality, the time also is what? Time is also creation. Time also is part of the universe, part of the Jagat. The time factor which is part of the universe, creation, which is not before the origination of the universe. You cannot talk about time. You cannot talk about the space. You can't talk about the words. Kalaha, Deshaha, Shabdaha. Time, space and words, nothing we can talk about. All of them are within the realm of what? The universe only. But when we have to understand something which was there before the universe came into existence. Before the chain was there, chain came into existence, what was there was gold. Very clear. So before the universe originated, what was? We have to understand. That is Brahma, pure existence. We cannot talk about the time, we cannot relate the time to the reality. We cannot relate to space to reality. Where was reality? When was reality? How it was? So no words also cannot be used. Therefore, but still, the words have to be used to make this one understand. Therefore, nothing wrong in using the expression asit. Understand? He asked, why? The Buddhist asked, why do you say, I tell you, this Sadeva Swami Idamagra asit, that sentence is Shankara, Shankara's commentary explains that in Chandogya Upanishad. And Vidyaranya Swami really analyzes thoroughly. Now it may sound vague for you because Swami was saying something, now he is saying something. Just keep on listening. You will see the clarity of vision revealed in these verses towards the end of this chapter. By the time when the chapter is concluded, you will see how beautiful it is. Until then, you have to be listening to, repeat listening to a lot of things. So he's asking, why did you use? Isn't there the error of repetition? Sat asit. He accepted his defect, okay? He's been refuted now. After being refuted, he should keep quiet. But he doesn't keep quiet. He comes back asking question. No? sad asit, how can you say sad asit? Then is it, does it mean there's a two, there's a difference in that Brahman and this Brahman? No, there's no difference. Only in time there's difference. There's no difference. And isn't there error of repetition? We are using two words meaning the same. No. Why such expressions are in day-to-day usage? Give some examples like that. Dharyasya dharanam. Kartavyasya karanam. Kartavyam kurute. He gives examples. Then he said, one more thing, what he makes it very clear is, not at all a problem. We have to use such words because the teaching is given to the student, disciple, who's ignorant of the truth and for whom words that can take him only to the Namarupa, not to the Swarupam. If we say wave, his mind can go only to the Rupam wave, it never will take him to the Swarupam water. Similarly, anything we say, any word we use here, it will take you only to the forms, names and functions, time and space, and the forms and functions which exist within the level of the time and space. It will never take him to the Swarupam, Jagat Swarupam Brahma. But still, now we have to make him. And what we have discussed here, that which was before the creation. So the words can function only after the creation, within the realm of the thing, within the creation, when the situation of discussing, revealing something about before the creation, words cannot reveal. Therefore, some words are used to help you to understand this is not wrong. Is it clear? It is one thing. Then, see, Pooja Swamiji used to give a beautiful example here in this context. No, he'll say, he used to say, even when before sannyasa, when we all went also, I remember 92, 93, we all went to Rishikesh for Chandogya Upanishad Bhashyam. Every course, Swamiji used to take us to Rishikesh. For the Chandogya Bhashyam, 6th chapter Bhashyam, he wanted to do only on bank of Ganga. We all go, I used to stay every time he goes to Chand. The excuse to go to Rishikesh and to stay there for 1.5 months with Swamiji, almost 2 months. And then nice, no? Chandogya Bhashyam also. Oh, isn't it? It's like giving us honey and then sugarcane juice and jackfruit, everything together. Isn't it? And from his company also, with all his humorous things, expressions, everything. So we all go. Then Swamiji used to say, see, when you come, you can come in any colored dress until you reach Delhi. You can come in any, come colorfully, wear any dress you want to wear. But once you get in Delhi and you have some one set of saffron clothes, one set of saffron dress clothes you have, oru veti madichu kondu vandrungo, kavi veti. You come, bring one saffron veshti. And wear saffron vesti, wear saffron, no? Remove everything, just wear saffron. And you are a sadhu. Finished. Just wear saffron clothes. Once you land in Delhi and change your clothes. Come, no, you be in what? Saffron attire. Have the saffron. Then you walk into Rishikesh. Come from there. Right from the Delhi station, you'll be respected. Given the seat in the train, seat in the, sometimes free tickets also for the sadhus in the buses. Even to cross the Ganga, the boat will get a free ticket. Don't need to buy a ticket. Free. Sadhu means so much of respect in the north, okay? Ganga. And you can walk any ashram you walk in, you'll have good food. At least roti sabji you'll get. You need not starve at all. You are a sadhu. Nobody is knowing whether you're sadhu or asadhu. Nobody knows. They will give you food, they give you accommodation, and they give you some little money also. They may give you some fruits, and you can travel free within Rishikesh. To cross the Ganga, okay? Sometimes they allow you to, in the train and bus also, they allow. Which means, what does it mean? A lot of people come like that. So there, the word sadhu, sadhu, ukaranta pullinga shabda, sadhu means a pious, righteous, good person. The word we to the adjective good is good. We say samichinam. Even say we say sadhu, 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 good, good. Which is say the expression sadhu means good. This for sannyasi in the north is also called what? Sadhu, sadhu purushaha means any runs it is called sadhu purushaha. Sannyasi is sadhu purushaha. And later on, what happened? Lot of other people, other cultures, especially our own people, Pakistan, Bangladesh people, when they also come sometimes, you know why? If you want food in the guru ashrams, go in saffron robes. Sometimes, some people, not all the people, some of them, they also come in, they also wear saffron clothes and come. Then they'll get food and free accommodation. Then sometimes they find out who are the real sadhus, who are the fake sadhus. See, the very word sadhu means what? Sadhu itself means good person. And we have to say, distinguish them. These sadhus are real good sadhus. Good, good. Okay? And these sadhus are fake sadhus. How can I be bad, good person, good, good person? Bad, good person, good, good person. It's a wrong expression. It's wrong. Good, good person and bad, good person. How can we use it? This wrong. Sadhu means good person only. Sadhu is sannyasi who is good only. But still we use now. This person is a genuine sadhu. Why? So, suppose this question is put to them. Why do we say this is a good sadhu, it's a clean sadhu? Why do we say then? This is the wrong expression. Sadhu means good only. Is it wrong to say that? It's wrong to say it's a good sadhu if you say it's a wrong expression. Good, good. It should not be the word sadhu should not be used to mean anybody else at all. Only to mean sannyasi who is really righteous and pious, who is totally come to shastram and jnana must be called sadhu. But why do we say that? Because, now they say, unfortunately, in vyavahara, we have to use this wrong expression. It's a good sadhu. It's a wrong sadhu. Is it this? No, we have to use this bad sadhu. If we use this wrong expression, we have to use in vyavahara to distinguish the real ones. Why? There are many other people who are asadhus, who are not at all sadhus, but they also come in the disguise of sadhus. To enjoy the free food and accommodation in Rishikesh. In the culture, isn't it? Kali Kambli Wala, anybody can go and eat any time. Nobody will be denied food. Swamiji says the Kali Kambli Wala, whoever found the founder, the way Swamiji used to express his respect, even I picked up so much. When I go to Rishikesh, just about to touch the soil and then I put on my forehead. Well, because so much of dharma, no part of the world, so much of food and water is given free, isn't it? Anywhere. Only in India, in spite of all its limitations and poverty, etc. What I want to say here, we bow to that means that the culture is such. So, but there people come. So when they come in saffron robe, they aren't denied food. They're given food. But still, they won't distinguish. Okay, first give these sadhus, then give those people. To say that, they say they're all genuine sadhus, real sadhus, good sadhus. What does it mean? The expression, even though it is wrong, still it has to be used to fulfill some certain need there to distinguish the real ones from the fake ones. It is nothing wrong. Vyavahare sometimes such expressions are used, unnecessarily also used. It serves a purpose. Similarly here, there's nothing illogical about it. When you say sat asit, I'm taking you back to the thing. Sat asit means, sat means existence and asit also means existed. And the two words of mean the same thing. No, it is used, nothing wrong, it is okay. Why? Because it is a situation is where something, what is discussed, what has to be brought to light is not something which exists within the realm of the universe, but which existed before the universe. Okay. This is how the teacher can draw the attention of the student from the rupam to swarupam. So that is nothing wrong. So sat asit, isn't it? So we can say these two verses, the 37 and the 38, in these two verses, sadeva saume idamagra asit, in that sentence, the verb asit alone separately taken and taken for discussion here. So he says asit sat iti iranam. Asit sat iti iranam. Okay. This expression, iranam here means the expression. This expression, this that sad asit is addressed to who what? Vasana Vishtam, this student, disciple, who is actually, is very much within the, who is given to this, very much to this forms, names and functions alone, whom only this exists. Nothing else exists. Such Vasana, he has that such an understanding. To that person it is addressed here. Therefore, it is nothing wrong. Let us go to next verse. Kalabhave puretyuktihi. Kalabhave puretyuktihi. Kalabhave puretyuktihi. Kalavasanayayutam. Kalabhave puretyuktihi. Kalavasanayayutam. Sishyam pretyeva tenatra dvitiyam nahi shankyate. Kalabhave puretyuktihi. Kalavasanayayutam. Sishyam pretyeva tenatra dvitiyam nahi shankyate. He reconfirms this thing. Sat asit means when asit is the expression used to mean the time when the time was not. Talk about the situation even when the time was not. Therefore, pura asit, jagataha srishtehe prak asit. Pura means prak, prak means before. So before the universe originated, when the time also was not there. Kala abhave. Even when the time was not there. Kala abhave. Pura iti uktihi. This expression before the origination of the universe. Even when the time was not there. Then what was sat. What was Brahman, the pure existence. Definitely, there must have been something for something to come into existence. How can something, nothing was there, something cannot come out of nothing. So there must have been gold for the chain form to come later on. There must have been already some flower later on for some food to come. There must have already been a seed for the plant to sprout. Therefore, there must have been something. Therefore, here also, we are talking about this entire Jagat. In this Jagat, this the student is part of his Jagat. His Buddhi is part of his Buddhi. The physical body is a part of Jagat. His Buddhi is also where he has understanding has to take place. That Buddhi is also part of his Jagat. So here, and this student is addressed. And how is he? Kala Vasanaya Yutam. Kala Vasanaya Yutaha means what? This student, who has the Kala Vasana. Kala Vasanaya Yutaha. Which means what? The one who has understanding of the time. Kala Vasanaya Yutaha means the one for whom, in whose understanding, everything originates in time, everything exists in time, everything resolves in time. And this is the understanding of this person. The student, the Sishaha here is, Nigrant Sishaha, for whom he knows only forms, names, which exist in time, originate in time, resolve in time. He cannot think of anything which is beyond time. Okay, for him, the Ajnani Purushaha can understand anything which exists within the realm of the time. See, anything beyond time we talk about, it is too abstract and subtle for him. But now, such is the student. That's why he is called Kala Vasanaya Yutaha. Kala Vasanaya Yuktaha. So Kala Vasanaya Yuktaha, Kala Vasanaya Yutaha means the Sishya, the disciple, whose understanding is only of the forms, okay, which originate in time, which exist in time, which resolve in time. Therefore, one who cannot imagine, visualize, understand anything which is beyond time, such is the ignorant person. And he is addressed, such person is Kala Vasanaya Yutaha, is the one who is addressed, and he has to be helped to see what is beyond time. Showing something before the creation of the universe, what was there before the creation of the universe means showing something what was beyond time also. What was there before the time came into existence. So, in fact, showing the truth of the universe is showing what was before the universe originated. Showing what was before the universe originated means showing what was before, what is beyond time. And such a thing is shown to whom? So what is beyond time, what was before the creation originated, is shown to the one who is part of the creation, the one who has Kala Vasana, one who has understand only things which exist in time, originate in time and resolve in time. Therefore, what happens now? For him, definitely, Asit has to be used. So, Kala Abhave Pura Iti Yuktihi Kala Vasanaya Yutam Sishyam Pretyeva. So, when something, the absolute reality implied by the term Brahman, which is of the nature of timelessness, which is there, which alone was, even when the time was not there, what was Brahman. When the time was not there, space was not there, all the forms, names and functions were, which constitute the Jagat was not there, what was only this Brahman. And that Brahman is to reveal him, and he, so Kala Vasanaya Yutam Sishyam Pretyeva. So only addressed to Preti Yeva means what? Yeva means, Pretya means only to the student, addressing the student, towards the student, Pratyeva, not Pretya, sorry, Pratyeva, Pratyeva, Pratyeva. Addressing the student, or to the student, towards the student, it is said here. What is the expression? Pura iti uktihi. Pura means before. Asit, the verb indicates before. The past tense verb asit is used, why? To mean before prak. Before prak means what? Before. And before what? Before the time originated. Before the space originated. Before the origination of time and space. Before the origination of the entire universe. The forms, names and functions. In the realm of time and space, before this universe originated, even when the time was not there, nothing was there, what was only Brahman, the pure existence. Our pura uktihi, the expression past, the pura, past, before also used to address the student, who is again student. Kala abhave pura iti uktihi, Kala Vasanayayutam Sishyam Pratyeva Tena. Therefore, Atra Dvitiyam Nahi Shankyate. Therefore, it is, we need not, no, Dvitiyam, the second doubt what need not be there at all. What's the doubt? Why the verb is, why two words meaning the same is uttered. Sat asit, existence was. Existence existed. And two words meaning the same, it is used. Why? Because to make the ignorant person understand what was the person who is endowed with the Kala Vasana has to be made understand something which existed even when the time was not there. Therefore, such expression is not wrong. It is appropriate. Tena atra dvitiyam nahi shankyate. So what he says, suppose if we use the words which the student cannot understand at all, then the speaking, using such words is of no use. It is useless, waste of time. So in Shastra teaching, the words used must be very, very carefully used. If we use some words which other person can't understand at all, then naturally what happens? It will not be of no use. Therefore, it's very important for the Shastram to use expressions, the words, which the ignorant student can understand. Only it will serve a purpose. So anything used here is nothing illogical about it. No other error of repetition, etc. Here, Shastram uses the words very carefully, and the words which the student can understand, it will not get any vagueness also. That is why the Sampradaya teaches also important here, because how these words have to be analyzed, used is very, very important. Simply, if you buy the translations, English translations, or in Tamil translations, and read the books, the translation will not take us any distance from where we are. Isn't it? Why I'm saying, the Shastram itself is very careful in using the expressions. Why? Yes, I told. He, in these two verses, he makes it very clear, nothing wrong in saying Sat Asit. Do we have to spend so much of time on this one expression, Sat Asit? No, not even Sat here, only Asit. Why the Upanishad uses the verb in past tense, asit. If what was is what is, then why should we use the verb at all? That's why he explains so much to say nothing wrong in using, because the person who already knows the truth need not be taught. Then we don't need to speak at all. Speech is not at all required. Speaking is required. Teaching is required only to to the person who is ignorant. The person already knows the truth, then no teaching is required. Then no words can need to be used. So who needs the teaching? The ignorant person alone needs the teaching. So for him to teach, we have to communicate. And communication means you have to use only the words. And the problem with the words is, words came only after what? Words are within the realm of creation or before the creation. And what has to be taught is, what has to be revealed is, what was before the creation. And the words which, when did the words come? Before the creation or after the creation? Words are part of the creation. So words which are part of the creation, which came as part of the creation, how can they reveal something which existed before the creation? They cannot reveal. But still, and those words only have to be used, and which are intelligible for the student, and who sees only the rupam, not the swarupam. Therefore, sometimes even if we use the words of the same meaning, then there is no error of repetition. This is how Vidyaranya Swami establishes. Now, I've been talking for 1.5 hours now. What have you understood? Do I make sense? Please nod your heads. Very dry, but very useful. Do I make sense? All of you have your heads. I see only some of the heads, not all the heads. Okay. Meduva, meduva. Thala valikki poruthu. See, this I made, I think when we, it's made very, very clear. Let me tell you one more small hint here. Nothing to do with Vidyaranya Swami's teaching here. Let me give a hint. The same thing is very important discussion we have in Taittiriya Upanishad also. Everywhere. No, yato vacho nivartante apra apya manasa saha. No, these words nivartante, these words return. It seems the words are very anxious. They want to reveal Brahman. And they go try to reveal Brahman. And they try to go, and they can describe anything in the world. They can even talk, describe about the impersonal thoughts also, but they cannot go beyond that. They cannot reach the reality. They can never reveal. Why? Because it's very beautiful, poetically said there. Word is an expression of the knowledge manifest. Arivin Totratin Velipade Sol. Then the word is an expression of manifest knowledge. Which means word is, it be impossible for the word if there is no corresponding thought. That is why form is what now? The form which is external also will be as good as non-existent without being denoted or indicated by its corresponding word. So the form or the function, the form is associated with can exist only if there is a corresponding word, and word presupposes what? The knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought. Isn't it? And thought itself is what? It's manifestation of the knowledge. Manifestation of the reality obtaining in the form of knowledge. Even what is the source of the manifestation? What is the source of the thought? The manifestation of knowledge. What is source of the thought? Must be, there's a reality. And that reality is what? In what form does it obtain? It is a formless reality. But in some what is the nature in which, nature of the reality? Only we arrive at the reality in terms of its nature. We said, okay, pure knowledge, pure consciousness. And that pure consciousness is the existence without form, name and function. Pure existence. So pure consciousness is pure existence. And which is what? Which is free from time, this timeless reality. Pure consciousness is the pure existence, this timeless reality, which are simply by the term Brahma. And therefore, that reality is what? The source of the knowledge, manifestation, obtaining in the form of thought. So reality, which is of the nature of pure consciousness, pure existence, is the source of the thought, isn't it? Thought. And thought is the, thought is what? Thought is the root for the word. So word, where is the word? Where is the word? Where is the thought? Where is the reality? And in the word, no, in the word is, the world is in the very word, Shabde Jagat. Word means what? Any form and its function or the purpose itself, you are outside of the word. So the purpose, the form along with its purpose is not outside of the word. The word is not outside of the thought, and the thought is not outside of the reality in the form of pure existence or pure consciousness. Therefore, and here the student has to be taught what? These words, which are expressions of the manifest knowledge obtaining in the form of thoughts, had to be used to make this person understand, to take him from Rupam to Swarupam. The person who is Kala Vasanaya Yuktaha, who is endowed with, you know, this Kala Vasana, which means who can only perceive, understand things which exist in the realm of time. And this person has been taught something which is beyond time, which exists before even the time originated. Therefore, the Upanishad has no choice, has to use only words which are understandable for the student. Use the words understandable for him, thereby help him, you know, see beyond what his eyes can see. See beyond the forms. Truth beyond, isn't it? Beyond the sense. I'm just like the word expression, beyond. He says, Swarupam, isn't it? Take him attention from the form to the Swarupam, to the Swarupam. What is the means now? Therefore, Asit Shabdaha Yuktaha Eva. It is appropriate for the Upanishad to use Sad Eva Asit. These two verses discuss only Asit Shabdaha. The Asit is taken for analysis discussion in these two verses. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.